join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Monday, February the 25th, 2013.
Wow.
Roberta, did your fourth grade teacher emphasize the R in February for you?
I don't remember my fourth grade teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you learn how to spell
Miss Bishop?
February.
There's an R in February.
Ah, good. That's
and
good.
Then there's the February people.
Right.
And then,
library.
And then there are the February people.
Right, yeah, exactly. Those are people who send me into another place, bad place.
February.
Doug is here in a good place with Roberta, who's in a good place. Richie's in a good place. Hopefully you are in a good place. Depends on how you look at things today. Have problems that you're going to encounter today? Yep. Have an opportunity to fix them? Yep. Going to find the good side to those situations, those problems? Yep. How many of you are saying yep?
Yep.
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 You know, there's a club called the Optimist Club. National organization like the Kiwanis Rotary called the Optimist Club. And their phraseology, when you join, you have to agree that you see an opportunity in every misfortune. That you see misfortune in every opportunity. One or the other, or both. The optimist sees the donut, the pessimist sees the hole. The Optimist Club. I think it's kind of cool, actually. And it goes back around to my feelings of discouragement and failure that we all have felt in our lives. And then you just sort of step up to the plate, and you decide whether you're going to hit one out of the park, or you're going to swing and miss. And it's not just luck, it's skill. See the moon this morning. If you're on the west coast with me, you can still see the moon. Those of you who are up early, Richie, you were up and out before the sun came up. You saw that
sure
big
was.
Moon.
I did.
It's really kind of cool. Look at the bright sky and think of that. Don't look at the darkness. Think of how bright the sky is. I was thinking as I was walking Charlotte on Saturday night, the moon was out. And I was walking in this sort of residential neighborhood a little bit, four or five blocks from my house. And I was thinking, I went back into my mind when I was a child. How many of you have childhood memories that involve the moon? I used to ride my bike to the farm in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. And I remember in the fall especially, early fall, the moon.
When it's nice and low and it's cool and big and orange.
And you don't see, you can see your way and see your shadow. It's just kind of a great memory. Hopefully you've got one of those memories. With the moon.
When I was a paper boy when I was a kid, We used to see that all the time.
You see it all the time. All right, so let's get to the four or five things, the biggest items, the most buzz. Certainly Argo winning as Best Picture at the Oscar has some people happy. I'm happy. Has other people that thought maybe Lincoln ought to have won or Silver Linings Playbook should have won.
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi was
Very
good.
You're really stuck on that movie.
Yeah, well, I think from what I've heard of it, I've not seen it, but I've heard nothing but good. And as I said,
it's different. It's
right.
It's something that you haven't seen before.
That's good. We like that.
Can I ask you something though? Having not seen
to
it,
whom are you referring?
Roberta, who saw it. Since I have two small kids, and it's almost impossible for me to get out to the movies on a regular basis. How do the tiger and the boy end up in the boat together?
Oh, his family had a zoo, and they were relocating.
Yeah,
the boat sank.
Yeah.
And when the boy got into the life raft, the tiger managed to climb in too.
The tiger was there first?
No, I think the boy was there first. I think the tiger climbed on board. I can't remember correctly.
That's very good. Thank you for helping us.
But the ending of that movie, your mouth is on the floor.
The boy gets eaten. The boy eats the tiger.
I'm not going to give the ending away. The ending is a complete shocker. That's why I wouldn't necessarily... necessarily recommend it for kids, for young
really?
Kids.
So the tiger does eat the boy.
Because the ending, no, nobody eats anybody.
Shelley Winters eats both of them. She was
right.
on the boat, too.
Because the ending is a bit of a, is not what you expected, and it's rather dark.
Really? Okay. So then I'm not going to go see it. I thought
no,
I would.
No, no, no. For an adult, absolutely go see it. It's amazing.
Well, I'm not an
but
adult,
I'm saying for a child, for a young child, they may not.
When it comes to dark, Doug is a child.
Yeah, no,
but
I don't
it's not
see
dark,
dark.
Dark. It's
Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. 33 people injured in flying debris this weekend at NASCAR Daytona.
Yeah.
Kyle Larson's car. Did you see what was left
oh
of it?
Oh, my gosh. I
did not. No, I didn't see
it.
I don't either, Roberta, honestly. Looking
wow.
at that video, and think, how in the name of heaven, this guy, it blasted through the fence. Debris went into the crowd, tires, pieces of the car. The thing was a mashed-up mess. And let's face it, the reason people go to watch these races is the same reason
sure.
that they go watch football or hockey. They want to see somebody
see
get killed.
Wrecks.
They want to see the wrecks.
Well, they don't want to see anybody get killed. They just want to see these amazing
that.
Wrecks, and then they want to see the guy get out and walk away. Like, that's going to happen every time.
Right. So what happened
does,
with Danica
mostly.
Patrick? Is anybody following?
She came in eighth place.
Did she? Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd
yeah,
like to see
she
that
did well.
Revolutionize that whole business of women in that sport. It's great. Is it a sport? I guess we could
yes,
call it a sport.
100% it is. Yeah. You sit in that fire trap for 3 hours and drive around
how
in circles.
That's
a fight.
The next item has to do with a 6.2 magnitude earthquake shaking Japan early this morning. Strongest shaking felt about 100 miles north of Tokyo.
I like my sushi shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, no, that's very good, Richie. Price of gasoline up 20 cents
suckers.
In 2 weeks.
Suckers.
20 cents in 2 weeks, according
everybody
to the Lundberg
step back,
survey.
Take the hooks out of your mouth and let's
my God.
Open our eyes here. We're
54 cents a gallon higher than it was 9 weeks ago.
Goodness.
And what's the government doing about it? Nothing.
No.
Oh, what are they doing?
Oh, no. They have everything to do with it. Because
right,
they
the government
make
is
it
responsible.
Go low before
oh, yeah,
the election.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying now they're doing nothing.
You're right.
Right?
Well, they're doing nothing in that they're doing something
nothing.
Because they want it to be
yeah.
54 cents higher than it was after the
right.
election.
So they get people to buy smaller cars.
Go look at the trends before every election cycle. It's the same thing. Same thing.
It doesn't matter what party you're talking about.
Same yeah, thing. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
You're getting played, people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the Oscars. There's a question I have about it. Ben Affleck. You want to know? Well, I'm going to give you the question, see if you can figure out what the answer is. 888-302-3684. Affleck won Best Picture for Argo. What was he doing in the hours leading up to the Academy Awards? 888-302-3684. What was Ben Affleck doing before the Oscar performance? Before he went to the Oscars, what was he doing?
Changing diapers.
888-3, that's not the right answer, but it's close. 888-302-3684. What was Ben Affleck doing before he went to the Oscars yesterday? Remember, it was 4 o'clock here in Los Angeles when they started to arrive. So there was something that went on before that, it tells a lot about him, frankly. And it's not bad. It's all good. 888-302-3684. Time for something else that's good. You hear all the discussion from these ridiculous, worthless politicians about the sequester, what's going to happen to our men and women who are in service. They'll get pay cuts. They're not going to have this. They're not going to have that. You big four-flushing phonies. But as that discussion takes place, it does bring us around to thinking about all the needs that the veterans have even before all these sequester cuts. There are many veterans who are getting screwed, not to put too fine a point on it, but I can't come up with a better word. Let's just say they're being disadvantaged. How's that? Is that better, Richie?
Yeah.
Getting screwed. Being disadvantaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to help them out? Then see the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their website is purpleheartcars.org. purpleheartcars.org. Or you can call them at 877-743-743. 1631. Why would you want to do that? You're not in the service and you don't need their service. They need your help to provide the services that they're giving to veterans. They get support from Purple Heart, and it would be nice if you could support Purple Heart to support the veterans. It's like sort of, what is that, Reagan, trickle-down economics. You help Purple Heart, they'll help the veterans coming out of the service that need to have all kinds of services. There are, you know, tons of things that are opportunities, but there are also a lot of people who need compensation for medical ailments, that kind of stuff. So support Purple Heart by calling 877-743-1631. Donate a car, donate a boat, donate with cash. It's all completely tax deductible. More information on how to donate. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is the worthy organization. You'll get to them by dialing 877-743-1631.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at Discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products. And that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. All to help you reduce injuries and downtime. And keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug's good day at 20 minutes after the hour. Roberta Fast, actually 19 after. Roberta and Richie and Doug. All right, you want the answer? Or shall we wait and see if somebody comes up with the right answer?
No, I want the answer.
You want
I
the
demand
answer.
The answer right now, please.
Okay. Ben Affleck had taken his daughter to a spelling bee. She was involved in a competition at her school in Brentwood. She's 7 years old. She was involved in the spelling bee, and they had a Sunday competition. She took home a prize. She left the spelling competition with a trophy for, I guess, second or third place. I'm not sure. I don't think she was first, but she did well in the spelling bee, and that's where he was. His mother was busy doing something else. I think they have three children, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right? Yeah. And she's the oldest. Violet's the oldest. And she looks just like her mother. Just like Jennifer Garner. You'd think you were looking at the mother 30 years ago.
Let me tell you something.
Very cute.
When you have three young kids, your whole life is just running around, following, chasing, delivering, picking up the whole thing.
But I think that she's got a heck of a... Now, she hasn't made a movie in a year, I don't think, because he's been out busy... And this Argo thing was very taxing in terms of how to get it all done.
Sure.
And she supported him through that, and I think that's kind of cool, frankly.
I'm sure they have to work together on it, you know.
Yeah, but she's a very competent actress, very popular, very just so nice that everybody likes her. And it was nice. I think he's a very good guy, too. You can tell by his emotion last night where he's really coming from. Good for him. 21 now after the hour on Good Day. Backing up and out of ride now. Up on the left, just how we like it. Down night and we're all so excited. Good times, people I love.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick
but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pill combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Too bad Jennifer's not here to help us with this one, Richie.
Oh, maybe you'll help us. Yeah.
Let's go through some music from This Week in the History of the Good Day program. As we're in 25 years and not holding, we keep moving. This goes back to This Week in 2002. The number one song was No Doubt's Hey Baby.
I'm the one that's feed upon. Give a bit of stars.
Bert is a big fan of this group, I think, right?
Gwen Stefani and No Doubt.
I thought Gwen Stefani's group, but I thought there was another name for her group.
Nope, No Doubt.
That's it, No Doubt.
Yeah.
All right, so that was number one.
I dig her. She's cool.
Yeah, she is actually.
She's very cool.
See if you dig Madonna. This is number one during This Week in 1995.
Madonna fan back when she was fun.
Yep.
Yeah. She got really serious about everything.
She got too serious.
Kind of lost me.
She's suing somebody. I'm trying to remember when I saw her out of the corner of my eye. You know, sometimes I see these stories and you're running through.
An ex-husband or a business acquaintance?
No, I think it was a business acquaintance, as a matter of fact. So it's 25 after the hour, you know, doing what we do. And you may be the same thing. You're running through all kinds of news sites, although you may not be doing as much as we are. But you're looking around to see what's going on. And your eye is caught. I probably should have made some note of the story, but it obviously wasn't that important, or I would have. It wasn't as important as some of the other things that we're talking about today. Let's put it in that perspective. Here's the number one story during This Week in 2009. Of awards for this young woman. Taylor Swift.
How old was she here?
18.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very talented. She still sounds, I mean, she's a little more, the music, a little more complicated. It was pretty simple then. She had a lot more life experiences to write about, guys to dump on.
I started realizing this weekend, I'm trying to figure out if any of her songs are kind of like positive, or are they all like, you dumped me, I hate you.
Dumped, yeah.
You dumped me, I hate you, and you're never going to get another shot
of me. You dumped me, and I'm going to write
write a song about you, and the whole world's going to know what a
hard. But I'm not going to use your name, so you can't sue me. Ha, take that.
Number one during this week in 1993, the fifth year Good Day program, Duran Duran and Ordinary World. I invite you to spend a bit of time at DougStefan.com today. By the way, let me go back to Take a Bow for just a second. It was number one for 7 weeks. Take a Bow.
Wow.
Number one for 7 weeks.
Like, not bad.
Oh, the curtain's down. There's no one here. Yeah. But number one for 7 weeks. So our website today, DougStefan.com, has a video that you definitely do not see every day. Check out the video of a happy elephant who's having a lot of fun at the beach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. Richie's looking over at it.
No, I'm going to go do it now.
And
yeah.
We were talking about the life of Pi and how all the animals, you see scenes of them swimming underwater, but obviously they don't survive. And this sort of brings me around to think about some of the scenes that are there. But this is a happy scene.
This
happy elephant.
So cute.
Isn't it, though?
Oh,
yeah, it really is.
Is this a baby elephant? It looks like a baby elephant.
Yeah, I don't think it's a full-grown elephant.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
Having a blast.
Yeah. So check it out. Why not? 2020, another news quiz question. Who's David Barajas in the news today? Why are we talking about, or would we be talking about, David Barajas? If you want to find out who he is and call us and explain, that's fine. 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
The Human Body book is a big illustrated biology book of the human body, which we put together initially about 6 years ago, and we've just done a really big update on it.
Steve Parker is the author of The Human Body Book from DK Publishing. The book and accompanying DVD feature the latest in research on the amazing inner workings of our bodies.
One of the major areas of update that we've done in the book, apart from updating information about genetics and brain research and those areas, we've actually made the book a lot more visual by including more step-by-step sequences and processes and details. There are now several pages on the process of seeing. So from what the eye looks at and the image formed in the back of the eye on the retina, how that then travels along the optic nerve, it travels into a front part of the brain, it gets shared around, it gets pushed to the back of the brain where the sight center is, and then it gets spread all over the rear of the brain, and different parts of the rear of the brain are analysing every second what we're looking at, the colours, the angles that we see, the lines, the movements, the shades, perspective, and assimilating all this and putting it back together, and then all of that is sent to the front of the brain where we actually become aware of what we see. And this has been worked out in the last 15 or 20 years. So it's an enormous help to understand how that sense, how the sense of vision works.
DK Publishing's The Human Body Book, second edition by Steve Parker. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late?
Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
New York, New York. Don't you just love it? It's a wonderful town. Roberta Fasanelli is there. Rich McFadden is in Washington. I'm in the City of Angels, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program, February 25th. Lots of things going on in the world. We want you to know about them. Now you can comment, call us, help yourself to 888-302-3684. I have asked for you to identify, I suppose this would be considered a 2020 News Quiz question, David Barajas, B-A-R-A-J-A-S. David Barajas is in the news, and I would want you to figure out, I think it's an interesting story, pretty compelling story, actually, about this guy. So if you know the story or figure it out, you have 5 minutes before we run out of time on a 2020 News Quiz. 888-302-3684, David Barajas. Who is he and why is he in the news? The sort of phenom that is Danica Patrick. She's been on this program a couple of times, if memory serves me correctly,
yep.
Isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I was remembering the conversation. I thought that she was quite compelling. I thought she was very interesting. I just thought, I like people who are able to do what she has done. Matter of fact, this year she was the first female to ever win a pole position in a NASCAR race. I think she came in eighth in the Daytona 500 this past weekend.
In the race, yes, she came in eighth.
Right, exactly. This was a big thing. Fox did very well in the ratings. Oh, did I forget the television report in the last half? I did.
We did. Ooh,
I forgot the television report. Oh, well.
See what happens when Jen's not here.
I know it, exactly.
The whole place goes to pot.
But this, I'm wondering what you know about Danica Patrick, Roberta?
Nothing.
Do you know what she does?
Really? She's the first woman to qualify in a NASCAR race for a pole position.
She's a female NASCAR driver.
NASCAR driver and has done some very good things. I think she's a very attractive woman. I think she comes across very well. Apparently, the people who work with her love her. The crew chief said that she will have impact on the He expected to come in the top 10, so he was right. Imagine, just as an aside, watching those crews and how quickly they go through when the any of those cars come into the pit. You know, there are 50 lug nuts sometimes holding those tires on because they go through so much pressure. So, and apparently Danica Patrick, as I guess all the other drivers do, you go back through all the various drivers who've been winning, they are very good car mechanics. They understand how car works in order to get the most out of it.
Absolutely, you have to.
So, I think that she's very flattering to the race and for the race, and I hope she has a lot and brings other women with her, because I think there are women who ought to be in this sport. Why not? Why can't women drive a race car? Isn't this foolish? All this time and effort that is made.
That's her on the phone right now.
Right, she's calling us, saying hello.
Right, yeah, come on. We'll have, well, maybe that's somebody calling the wrong line for the 2020 News Quiz question. Anyway, I have lots of regard for women who do things like that. It's really good to see some of the barriers and more of the barriers coming down. Roberta, did you answer the phone? Are you? Yeah, Roberta answered the phone.
Yeah, I'm answering the phone here. It just fell apart on me, too.
Nice. Yeah, for buying those cheap
the batteries
phones.
Came out.
All right.
What a mess.
Time to re-up that subscription to Sports Illustrated, huh?
Yeah.
I've got to find that battery now.
Oh, my God. All right, so, Roberta, Richie's intrigued by the story of a Brooklyn man who's filed a lawsuit against his parents because he says they didn't love him enough.
Love her.
But she's putting the phone back
together. Yeah, I'm putting the phone back together. Oh, the battery's just popped out again.
What a mess.
These things don't want to stay in here.
Oh,
come on,
goodness.
Guys.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm just... I'm crazy. Are you okay over there?
The
phone is attacking you.
The story of this guy filing a lawsuit against his parents is at DougStephan.com today. And a lot of people are talking about it because... I guess you put yourself in that position, right? Think about your parents and whether they gave you enough love. Could we, all of us, file a suit against our parents for some hemorrhage in their responsibility?
You know, you see this story, and at first when you see the headline, man sues parents for not loving him enough.
Yeah.
Right.
And you start to laugh.
That's right. Yeah, you do.
And then you go down it, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, the guy has been in jail, he's homeless, and he blames it all on the mental and physical abuse he endured as a child.
Sorry.
And
you're an adult now. It's
right.
To straighten out your own
life. You know, and that's great when you're 15, 16, 17, I totally get that, and maybe that puts you on a very tough path.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have the realization that it was your parents not loving you enough that
and
put
that
you here...
That may have been the case, but you're an adult now.
You also have
responsibility.
You're also smart enough to say, you know what, I can do something about
it.
And that's the hole that people get into that they can't get out of.
That's the society.
They can do something about it.
Richie, the society we live in is all about blame.
Not my fault.
I'm not taking responsibility for
whose
that.
Fault
I'm taking
is
responsibility.
It?
Not my fault. My parents didn't love me.
Whose fault? Oh, it's your fault.
My older brother beat me up.
Right.
That'd have been hard for you, Roberta, since you're an only child.
I love being an only child.
It was your imaginary older brother who beat you up.
Right.
Anyway, I just find it very interesting that
what court case did I hear the other day where,
as far as they did.
I mean, a big court case, a big murder case where they were going to try to use some excuse to say that, it was the Pistorius case, I think it was. They were going to use the drugs. They were going to try and use
The drugs.
The drugs
fault.
To say that it wasn't his fault. He wasn't in the right frame of mind.
Didn't do it.
So,
well, that's what all of the steroid guys have said the same thing for years.
Roid rage is a I've witnessed roid rage up close and personal at 2 o'clock in the morning at a bar. And let me tell you something. When it rears its head, it is not a pretty thing. These people are out of control.
So then, here's the story of David Barajas, because we don't have that one. You know, a lot of people are lazy today. What's the matter with you folks? Come on, get the work done, will you? It's homework time. Mr. Barajas is charged with killing the drunk driver who crashed into his car and killed his two sons and his wife. Texas man watched the drunk driver strike and kill the members of his family. He got out his gun, went over to the guy, and shot him.
Hmm.
Now,
Right after the family was killed?
Right there.
That's quick justice there.
That's quick. Absolutely. I would do the same thing.
Yep. Throw me in jail.
He was charged with murder.
Okay.
Early this morning, sons David, 12, and Caleb, 11, killed on a rural road outside of Houston. Bond set at $450,000. His sons were pushing the family's disabled pickup truck toward their home. It was late at night. There were a couple of other children inside the pickup truck. They were struck by Jose Banda, driver of a Chevy Malibu. Both killed instantly. He was drunk.
Of course.
So the guy's got his gun in the glove compartment of the pickup truck. Goes over, gets the gun. I mean, the truck's off the road, upside down in a ditch. Goes over to the guy who had also crashed his car.
Shoots him.
Done. So
you think he'll get convicted?
Of something.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do it.
That could be temporary insanity. I mean, you just watched your two children get mowed down by a drunk driver.
Ever an excuse for temporary insanity?
Is this the appropriate way of handling the situation? A lot of people could argue convincingly that it is. Because justice, as Richie suggested, is not swift. It is not quick, and it is not often fair nor just.
He could have gotten off on this, you know, the truck driver.
The truck driver.
He could have been set free. He could have gotten a year or two or five in jail. Yeah, okay, what is that going to prove?
Yeah.
That was one of the plot lines in the Dennis Leary Fire show, is that his son was killed by a drunk driver, and the guy was a politician and was going to be able to get out of it. And Uncle Teddy said, no, he's not. And they fixed away, and he went and did it, and Uncle Teddy went to jail for it, but they were sure not going to let this guy walk.
When you see stuff like this, his next-door neighbor said this was an accident. He didn't purposely do it.
The drunk driver.
The neighbor of the drunk driver said that this guy is getting away with murdering this kid. He deserves justice. So what happens to the lives of the two kids that he killed?
That's like
he takes
the guy
responsibility
that,
for that.
The guy that's
it was an accident, huh? The guy was drunk.
The guy that's one of the producers here who got attacked by a gang of 8 or 10 guys on his way out of a bar, and, 24 or 5-year-old guy, and him and his girlfriend just get approached by 8 or 10 guys. They start beating the guy up. Yeah. And after about 10 minutes of getting kicked in the face and the ribs and broken ribs and jaw and the nose and the hands and fingers and everything, he finally realized that they weren't going to stop until he was dead.
Yeah.
So he reached down in his boot
and
he pulled his little teeny gun out and he just started shooting wildly and got two of the guys, shot one of the guys in the butt. Yeah. Well, because he shot two of the guys, they catch those two guys, and then the two guys rat on all the rest of the guys, and they catch everybody. The mother of one of the two guys that got shot is livid that they are not pressing charges on the guy that works here for shooting her son.
All right, so listen to this. I went back in my mind. I knew I remembered something from a couple of years ago. I think we talked about this at the time. This fellow whose home was broken into, there were two men who came into this man's house, and he hears them. He gets out his shotgun. He warns them to get out of the house. They do not. They attack him with a crowbar, and he shoots them and kills them both.
Mm.
So this guy calls the police. Right? Calls the police. Police comes to the home. They look at the situation and arrest this guy for first-degree murder because he has a firearm that he has no license for.
Oh, good Lord.
So what? You can't still arrest him for murder. They were in his house.
No. Listen to this.
You can arrest him for illegally possessing a gun.
Let me finish the story. This is a true story. Guy talks to his attorney. Says, don't worry. We'll plea the case down to manslaughter. The guy says, what kind of a sentence will I get? The guy says, 10 to 12 years. Behave yourself if you're out in 7. No. Next story. Next day, the story is the lead in the local newspaper. This guy who killed these two, portrayed as an eccentric vigilante. The two men who shot are represented more or less as choir boys.
Sure.
They're in this guy's house at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Their friends and relatives can't find anything bad to say about them. Nice boys. Wonderful boys. They didn't deserve to get this.
I'm sure they were just looking for some pudding.
And they're like, instead of career, they, you know, they're Robin Hood pranksters. So the story now gets national attention. The burglars become folk heroes. The attorney is trying to keep this guy at bay when he's obviously upset about what's going on. The district attorney alleges that he was lying in wait for the burglars. Huh? Anyway, the lawyer who said, don't worry, you'll get off. At the end of the trial, the jury's convicted. He gets life in prison. Mm. Life in prison. This actually happened. Life in prison. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that to be pretty... I mean, I'm not one who's interested in violence at all, but you'd be damn sure that if somebody came into my house, I'd protect myself, the people
I care
about.
Do whatever you gotta do, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then you go to jail for the rest of your life for doing it. What? You'd be dead anyway because they would have killed you.
Right.
If they had the drop on you, you don't think they would have... It's, what a sick world. Ah.
All right. God. Happy news coming up.
Well, but you know what I'm saying, Richie.
It's, I know. It's, you know. I know.
It's what's floating
it's
around.
Reality.
Yeah. All right. 13 before the hour and good day.
Discover Card. How can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
GMC Certified Service. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is Jeremy. And
I can tell from the sound of your voice it's time for an oil and filter change on your Sierra.
How can you tell?
Experience, Jeremy. Experience. And we should probably check your Sierra's evaporative control system.
And my clutch fluid level.
Right. I had you pegged as a manual transmission guy.
So you can schedule me?
On Thursday, 8:30. Got it.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. And now, when you purchase an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection, you'll get a $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, so something new for you to look out for or look for. The latest from Ford Motor Company is they're going to have radios that you can command with your voice. Say to the radio, I want Doug Steffen, and it'll turn it on for you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Her last name last night for the first time it was used, giving her credit and winning the Academy Award for the best original song from the James Bond movie of the same name, Skyfall by Adele, winner of the Academy Award last night. Time for us now to focus on movies and give the hours, well, we don't have an hour, but we got 5 minutes here for Chucker to go through what he thought the best and worst moments were. We were talking off air about Seth MacFarlane and whether or not he was good. I heard you say you gave it a 5 out of 10. I would have given it a 6.
Well, I gave the whole telecast, I would say, a 5 out of 10. It wasn't bad, but, it certainly wasn't great. I thought Seth MacFarlane as a host did an okay job. One thing I did like, I like the fact they went to a longer opening. I think you have to do that. That sets the tone.
What did you think of Captain Kirk?
I thought it started off well. It was funny and then started to peter out somewhat. But I think, like I just said to Rich off the air, I think Seth MacFarlane is a one-and-done host. I don't think they'll ask him back. I personally would give serious thought to asking Tina Fey and Amy Poehler to share the hosting duties next year. I think it would be a good combination.
Didn't they do which one did they do this year, the Golden Globes or Emmys or something?
They did the Golden Globes and did a great job.
Yeah.
But, I also said it's hard to do a 3.5-hour telecast and make it a really good
Yeah, because you're trying to fill in between the boring acceptance speeches.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, it's a thankless job, but here you are where you're basically introducing somebody to just go like, I'd like to thank my mom, I'd like to thank my dad, I'd like to thank God, I'd like to thank the director. Okay, now I have to come out and be funny and entertain again. And then they tried to last night infuse a little bit of humor into the people who are presenters. And, you know, and some of that worked okay.
Some of it
okay.
didn't work. Like when Paul Rudd and Melissa McCarthy came out, I thought that was state bomb.
That didn't work. And the Avengers thing, yeah, you know.
It didn't work either. And also, you know, they tried to put, you know, and I talked about this on Friday, and a lot of people advertised it heavily that all the actors who were going to play whoever played James Bond was supposed to come out.
Yeah, where were they?
On stage. This is according to Nikki Fink on DeadlineHollywood.com. Sean Connery and Pierce Brosnan at the last minute refused to do it because they so hate the Broccoli family, and I guess they scratched the whole idea because they didn't want Daniel Craig and Roger Moore coming out without Connery and Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
And that was a major, major disappointment for me because I was so looking forward
Wow.
to that. And what
I didn't
one of the nice best moments never happened.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of lousy music with a few clips. So I didn't realize that Sean Connery, I know Pierce Brosnan was very upset about the way he was let go. Some reporter called him and said, "Hey, you're not going to do James Bond anymore?" He said, "Huh?" And what happened with, why was Sean Connery not pleased? I thought it was his choice not to.
I don't know. I mean, she seems to be in the know, Nikki Fink, about the business, although she hates the awards and pretty much is a woman who hates herself. But she knows what she's talking about. And she said that Connery and Pierce Brosnan hate the Broccoli family, and he just refused to do it. But it was planned. I thought Daniel Day-Lewis gave was terrific his speech.
Yeah.
I like Ben Affleck's speech a lot. Jennifer Lawrence, I thought, dropped the ball. I mean, when you're going to give you 10 minutes of airtime, you got to go up there and say something at least halfway.
Yeah, she's a kid. She's 22.
Yeah, what is she going to
know? I know. I'll give her a pass.
Yeah. So the voice of experience comes from those who have been around. I've always liked Affleck, and I like him even more after last night. And after I found out he spent the afternoon with his daughter in a spelling bee, I liked him even more than that.
He's a cool, very cool guy.
Very
he's
wonderful.
Guy.
Yeah, right.
I thought the biggest surprise for me, Christoph Waltz winning Best Supporting Actor.
Awful.
Yeah, wasn't that a surprise?
Yeah. Now, what a horrible choice.
Horrible. He's in that movie, but he's really the lead actor in that film. He's not a supporting actor. But it makes you wonder how much influence Harvey Weinstein has over the voters, which is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a Weinstein-produced film.
Right.
He has immense influence over the
horrible.
So,
horrible. Horrible.
So you don't think What's-His-Face will be invited back because he was picking on the stars of Hollywood too much, right?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be back.
Although, he seemed confident, though, Chucker, didn't you think? Didn't you think he seemed confident?
I do. I mean, listen, you know, Seth MacFarlane is reportedly worth $100 million, and he has a nice career ahead of him. So I don't think he really cares if he's invited back. I think, you know, he got
a good showcase.
Hey, listen, who knew that he was a song and dance guy and was capable of, you know, doing the announcing? He carried that show well, and nobody knew that.
When Ted made his special appearance, I really liked that moment, too.
What about Channing Tatum dancing with Charlize Theron?
That's a good, okay moment.
Yeah,
no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Chucker and his review of the Oscars here on Good Day at 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.